Jesse's remarkable story left us with all sorts of questions. For instance, how was he able to get his hands on the New York Times inside of a federal prison? Here's Jesse.
I had a friend of mine who got me a subscription to the Sunday Times. So I knew that I had that coming every Sunday, but the prison also provides the whole week of the New York Times. The only problem is they provide one paper each day, and there are 2,000 people on the compound. Usually, it goes to the library, it stays in the library for the day until the next day, and then they give it to whoever's first on the list. And this list has been developed for years, and people pay money to be in a certain order within this list to get the newspaper. And I didn't have much money, so I didn't want to pay. So I just automatically went to the end of the list. So whenever everyone else was done reading the New York Times, they knew to give it to me. And then I would take it and cut it up and use it as my source material. Yeah, I'm getting very delayed information. But I still got my weekly Sunday, which is where I got most of the images because they were fresh. And the ink transfers better from a fresh image than one that's been handled and touched by thousands of people. So I began doing these image transfers on used prison sheets. First, I was taking them just from my own sheets where I would rip sections off. But then as the project continually grew into something larger, I began purchasing them illegally from a friend of mine who worked in the laundry department. I began teaching art to other guys in the institution. In the process of doing that, it put me in contact with the recreation staff. So I began to develop some sort of relationship with them where I was able to order materials out of Blick catalog, paper, pencils, paints, and canvas, and all of these materials that we would need to facilitate this class. I ordered one roll of Blick duck cloth canvas. I had no intentions of actually using it, but I knew that I could take the labels off of it and give the canvas to a friend of mine who's painting and then take my sheets and roll it back on this roll and then put the canvas labels on it. So when they would come in, they would actually think these sheets were purchased through Blick. They thought they were canvas. I actually told some of the guards, like, this is what I'm doing. And when I told them, they became supportive of it because they really liked my work. They were really interested. They would come and speak to me about each panel that I was making, why I'm choosing certain imagery, why I'm doing it. And, you know, it became this kind of process that humanized me to the guards. And, you know, one of the guards actually he began holding and storing my work in the staff locker so that when the guards would come around and do shakedowns, they wouldn't shake down that locker and find my work and confiscate it. And, you know, it was like this guaranteed safe spot where I could keep my work until it was finished and then send it out.